Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel with the Holy Ghost and power. Praise God. Amen. On today, we're going to continue to be going into the fourth chapter of 1 John, talking about the nature of God. Praise God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this wonderful message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, the Lord wants us to love one another. That's what He wants to do. If the people love one another, we have a real nice world. It wouldn't be no violence. It wouldn't be no type of evil going on, because you'd be loving each other, treating people the way you want to be treated. That's the way God wants. He wants people to love one another and not to hurt one another. And when Jesus comes inside of us, He calls us to have that love one for another. Amen. And when you love one another, you will treat people the way you want to be treated. Amen. Praise God. You won't be stealing from them, robbing from them, or anything to hurt them. Praise God. But you will love them. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, what did 1 John 4 and 7 say?
Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Yes. Beloved, let us love one another. For everyone that loveth is of God and born of God. When you love and treat people right and don't try to hurt them. Amen. People use words to hurt one another. But when you have that love, you don't hurt them through words. You don't treat them wrong. You don't try to, amen, disrespect them. But you would love them and treat them right. And that's the way the Lord will do people. Amen. When Christ come in us, that's that love. So many times people mistreat people, do discrimination. They mistreat people showing respect of a person. They mistreat people, amen, I mean, by acting like they is nobody. And that's not pleasing to the Lord. When the Lord saved you, He caused you to have that feeling for people, that you able to, amen, show them that you care. That's the way the Lord show us. The Lord show us that He cares for us. And when your Lord come in us, He will give you that same compassion, same love, that you will care for one another. And that's the way the Lord will do. Praise God. Amen. And that's how we should be in order to go to heaven. Have that love, that we'll love people the way we want to be loved. You want someone to treat you right, you do the same for someone else. But when people mistreat folks, what you sow is what you reap. So be kind one to another. Have that kind spirit. Amen. And that's well pleasing to God when you be kind to people. Amen. Don't be rash with your mouth and, praise God, cutting people off and things like that. But show love. Be kind in your voice. Have salt in your conversations. And salt is to be full of the Holy Ghost. To be able to talk to people the way you want to be talked to. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love.
He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. When people mistreat folks and try to defraud things, and so many times folks try to cheat people over their wealth, cheat people over their inheritance, cheat people over their money, cheat people over their land and houses. So many times folks be fussing and carrying on over, praise God, items and over property that family members leave behind. And they try to cheat people out of it, cheat their family members out of it, things like that. But when Christ come in us, we have that love that we will not get involved in confusion like that. But we will, praise God, suffer wrong, praise God, and suffer when people do us wrong. We'll suffer it out, knowing that the Lord is the one that's going to pay us. Going to pay, praise God. And when God pay you, he pay you for what is right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And therefore, praise our God, we let people know we'll not like them. But when some people want to, amen, be selfish, some people want to be, praise God, just caring for themselves. They look for the best and they want the best and want to leave you with what's left because they don't care. But when you got that love in you, you will stand back and let them have what they have and you take what's left. That's what the love will do. That's when you're born of God. You won't be fussing and doing and all of that. But people love themselves. Yes, they do. They love themselves. When they love themselves, they want the biggest of everything. Want the biggest piece of cake. Want the biggest apple. They want the biggest piece of watermelon. Because they love their self. But when you have that love one for another, as the Bible said in the book of Acts, you will have all things common. You won't be just, amen, looking out for yourself, but you will be concerned about others. That's when you're born of God and have that love. And that's what we need to be. Be considerate of your brothers and sisters. Be considerate of others. Amen. That's when you have the nature of Christ in you. What did the Bible say, Mr.
And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we may live through him.
Amen. And I'm telling you, God demonstrated his love because he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. The Lord, amen, God sent his begotten Son into the world that we might live through Jesus Christ. And Jesus come to fix it so we can have that love one for another. Love people. Treat people the way we want to be treated. That's when Christ come in us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We need to have that love and show that love. Praise God. Amen. What did verse 10 say?
Herein is love.
Herein is love.
Not that we love God.
Not that we love God.
But that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Amen. Praise God. Folks don't love the Lord like talking about. They don't love God like talking about. But God loved us. Amen. Then that he sent Jesus to fix it so we can come out of sin. Now, when the devil puts sin in people's hearts, they love themselves. They want to please themselves. They're after pleasing themselves. They're not concerned about other people. They're just concerned about that little group of people with them. But when Christ come in us, we have that love for our sisters and brothers. We have that love for others. Because Christ showed love toward us. That's when the nature of God come in us. We be considerate of our brothers and sisters. Be considerate of our neighbors. love our enemies. We don't hold grudges in our heart against other people, but we show that love one for another. That's when the nature of God comes in us. Praise God. Amen. We sang that song, If Everybody Had Jesus. What a wonderful world it would be. It would be a wonderful world if everybody had Jesus. Because you show that love one for another. Amen. We're going to pick up another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful message, Lord Jesus. The nature of God. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick of their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bugs, praise God, the coronavirus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them and set them free from what the enemy got them tied to. Lord, let their future be brighter than their past. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. And if we love the Lord, we're going to seek and do everything that we do to be able to please him. And that means we'll be able to treat our fellow man the way we want to be treated. You heard the message that Ella Holmes is preaching, you believe that. You continue to pray and continue to work on yourself and say, Lord, here I am. Mold me and make me into who I need to be. And he will do just that. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and a future and a plan for you to prosper. He has not forgotten you. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that God will rain down blessings upon you and the Lord can also set you free. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, and I implore you to accept Jesus Christ and believe he can do anything. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We go into the jails and prisons to preach to those that behind prison bars the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And those you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. That's operation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Praise God. Amen. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.